Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour of this live Thursday, March 2nd, 2006 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. I want to get more into how 1 in 1,000 Americans know what the First Amendment is, but the majority of Americans know about the American Idol judges and their names and popular advertising slogans. And then we get into the Department of Education's own documents, Rockefeller Foundation's own documents, where they talk about how it's all to dumb you down and how you're a bunch of slaves. Their own documents, it's incontrovertible, you cannot debate it. Also, more on former Soviet dissident warns of EU socialist dictatorship, more on the torture. There is so much coming up in this hour. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Mike in Missouri, then Charles, Cindy, Evan, and others. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
You've got a lot of supporters in northern Arkansas and southeast Missouri, and over in southern Illinois, I'd like to thank Dale Atkins at WINI in Murfreesboro, 1420 AM, carrying the third hour over there.
Yeah, another great affiliate.
They are good people. I've known Dale for years. I tell you, as we speak, I'm making copies of your movies. Some I've purchased directly, some are copies. And I'm making copies for the gun show this weekend down in Poplar Bluff, Missouri at the Black River Coliseum. Also the 17th here in Cape Girardeau at the Show Me Center. I'm giving them away. I'm giving away your interviews that I've downloaded. I'm giving away tapes. I'm not asking anything for my material.
Good. I'm glad you're getting the word out, sir.
Well, I tell you, people in Poplar Bluff, they've been trying to get KLID there at 1340 a.m. sunny to carry you, and so far we've not been successful, but we're working on her. Now, Alex, back after September 11th, have you heard anything about FEMA organizing armed groups of citizens, having grant money for armed groups of citizens? That was shortly after.
Yes, so that was done under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Special little minions of sheriff's departments and police departments to help carry out forced inoculations because they couldn't get enough of the cops to take the shot or sign on to it. Well, but that all fell through and failed.
Well, I hope so, because I was called shortly after September 11th. I helped form the Marine Corps League here in Cape Girardeau. I was an officer. I was called by an officer one weekend, and he asked me if I'd be interested in joining. He said there was grant money from FEMA, and he was thinking about applying for a grant. Would I be interested in joining and get an M16, you know, uniform, that kind of thing? And I said, well, I tell you, and this was after, Alex, if you remember that Army National Guard captain up in Detroit, in the Detroit Free Press, he said if the little mama... grandma didn't take her shot, he would shoot her.
Yeah, he said, if she doesn't take her shot, we'll kill your grandmother.
Yeah, so I was well aware of this, and I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'd love to join something like this if we're going to support the Constitution, be loyal for our oath that I took in 1966 as a Marine before I went to Vietnam. If we're going to support the Constitution and the citizens of the
state. Oh, it'd be great. Yeah,
I said, on the other hand, if we're going to be like this Army captain and, you know, do whatever we're told by FEMA or the president or whatever, I said, I don't want any part of it. In fact, I may have to, you know, consider my other options. And I never got a call back. I don't know if they formed a group here or not. I went to the Marine Corps League a couple of times later.
I know that by and large it failed because by and large our military men are incredible patriots who aren't idiots.
I think that's right.
They probably called 100 people and probably found 5. I mean, you're not going to find real warriors who, on average, will do this. That's why the globalists use criminals, sir, or foreigners.
Yeah. Well, yesterday in the barbershop, I ran into a former Marine. He thinks the same way I do. There's a lot of people out here, you know, that have got questions. And now, Alex, you're going into the...
Well, stay there. I want you to recap, because some stations don't carry this segment. I want you to recap the phone call you got. Yeah, they were trying to hire former military, other people, friends of the police department that had military training, prominent people to carry out suicide missions for them, basically. And that's what it is. Gun confiscation, forced inoculation is a suicide mission. You might as well go jump off a cliff. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the next month, three separate cities in three different states are going to have thousands of Marines in urban warfare training operations simulating the takeover of the local police stations and the city halls, the county commissioner buildings, courthouses. And I've been to these operations, and I'll be sitting there with a news camera watching, you know, 10, 15, sometimes 20 other news cameras, and they'll give a press conference. We're training for Iraq. We're training for Serbia. We're training for overseas. And then you can go videotape their actual training, and they're training for America. And then you can ask the colonel, Colonel Love, in one case, and he says, yeah, it's for America. And they gave the Marines the questionnaires. Will you fire on Americans? 76%. One of the famous ones, 29 Palms, said they wouldn't. 24% said they would, either idiots or traitors. But and they've given some questionnaires to police, and they've gotten the same kind of answers, because at least Americans still remember that. I mean, people who go wrong in government most of the time just are ignorant, but high up, it's extremely evil. We were just talking to a gentleman who was out of the Marine Corps, and he was talking about something that I documented back in 2002, and it phased out in 2003, Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They only got about, what, 8 states to sign on to it, and it failed because they tried to get 14 million first responders, police. They even tried to order military. Most of them refused. Firefighters, EMS, nurses, government officials, different auxiliary groups, volunteer firemen to take it. And the LA Times reported that 99%+, only a few thousand out of the millions, agreed to do it, because they even had top doctors on the news going, well, this stuff's deadly poison, won't even protect you from weaponized smallpox, what's the point? It's like the anthrax shot covers you for 7 spores, and a Russian brood anthrax has over 150 spores. U.S. has over 300 different types of spore sizes and anthrax varieties. That's why it's called weaponized, ladies and gentlemen. And so it was all really a smokescreen in the name of dealing with a bio attack to really federalize local communities. And they were, and then when the police wouldn't do it, they and the firemen wouldn't do it, they tried to get citizen groups just around the police chief or the sheriff to say that they would go force citizens in the local sports arenas for the shots, and even told them, you don't even have to take it. And the last time I checked, it had fallen apart. So much of what they're doing is falling apart. The EU just fell apart. The Pan-American Union just fell apart last year. Lots of good stuff's happening. But this gentleman called in and mentioned that was right at the time in 2002 when the Detroit Free Press had an army captain quoted saying, we're trained to kill old ladies if they refuse quarantine and inoculation. We will, quote, shoot grandma. So he got a call, and tell folks about that call and tell folks what area you're in and the local Marine Corps group you head up and how they tried to recruit you for those that missed it.
Right, Alex, I'm in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and I helped found the Marine Corps League here a couple of years ago. And shortly after September 11th, I got a call from a man who was going to become the commandant, the one chief officers. I was an officer as well. And it was on the weekend. He asked me if I would be interested in joining a group. He said that he FEMA had grant money and still had some grant money, and he was going to make an application for it. And the group would be armed with M16 military weapons and have a uniform. And I said, well, sure, I'd be interested in joining, but I want to want to know something. Is this group going to defend the Constitution of the United States and uphold, the citizens, or are we just going to do whatever FEMA says or what the president, whoever that happens to be at the time, says? I said, if that's the case, and I told him about the Army captain in Detroit, and I said, if that's going to be the case, then I'm afraid I would be on, I'd have to look at my other options, which meant I may be on another side than what he was. I would not force little old ladies take shots or shoot them and something like that. I never got a call back. I do not know if the group was formed, but I was called by the officer and asked if I wanted to join that organization.
Now, I've got a comment on this because those particular programs you're mentioning, I believe, predominantly failed, but two others I can think of have gone on at least to a certain extent and succeeded. And I want to tell people about those in a moment. We have video and news and photo documentation actually in the new film Martial Law, and I'll point people towards that. We even had a guest on from Tennessee who heads up one of the groups just 2 months ago. I don't know if you heard that interview, but you were going to ask a second question or make a second statement when we went to break.
Right. Alex, just two things. One, here in the state of Missouri, most of our Missouri National Guard units are engineers or transportation. There is going to be conversion of many of these units over to military police. That's on their website. I got a call from a friend of mine who knows the commanding general, General Sidwell, here in the state of Missouri, and he informed me, and I sent an email to General Sidwell. I've not received an reply. It's been over a month, asking him again if these units that were converting to military police, if they were going to defend the Constitution of the state of Missouri and the United States and uphold the citizens, or if they were going to blindly do whatever came down from the executive. And I've
well, you just stole my thunder. That's where they've succeeded, and you want to get the answer now or get it off air?
Okay, either one. And one quick thing. I have an analogy. I'm going to be at the Poplar Bluff Gun Show this weekend at the Black River Coliseum, and later on the 17th here in Cape Girardeau at the Show Me Center, giving away your movies, your interviews. Also, the American Free Press has given me copies of their newspaper to give away, and I'm going to order bumper stickers, Infowars.com bumper stickers from you here in a moment, and I'm going to sign up for Planet TV, Prison Planet TV, because you've got a great deal. I'm
yeah,
on
you can
dial-up.
You can download the TV shows and put them on disc and give them to people for about 30 cents a piece.
Well, I'm on a dial-up, and so I've not done it until now, but you've got a sweet offer that I want you to tell us about here in a little bit. I heard about it yesterday. Alex, my analogy is, if we were, okay, and this is for anybody, if you went home tonight and everybody in your home had been brutally murdered, I mean tortured, murdered, mutilated, and the police were there, they removed the bodies, would you get out your garden hose, spray the blood off your welcome mat, toss it out on the front porch, open your front door, your back door, and your windows, and go on to sleep? Almost invariably, everybody says, well, no.
Now, that's what's happened to our country.
That's right. And then I said, well, later the police come back because they want to ask you a follow-up question. And there you are in bed, calmly asleep with your windows and doors open. Who do you think is going to go to the top of their suspect list? You are.
You and know, that's what happened. Are. We got attacked
that's
on 9/11,
right.
But the border's more open than ever. I
that's
appreciate
right, Alex. And now we're, and I don't care if it's Arabs, communist Chinese that Bill Clinton did. And if we had a real attack by real terrorists, our borders would not be open. And if we had a real attack by real terrorists on September 11th, we would not consider in the wildest imagination having any foreign involvement in
well,
the operation
said,
of something so...
No, I hear you, and I want to answer your second question, so I'm going to let you go. But before you go, quickly, most of the former Marines I talk to are awake now, or they're total idiot neocons. There's the two camps. You know, you are saying that you're pretty high up there in the local retiree Marine Corps community. What are they saying when you guys talk about this stuff to them?
Well, Alex, to tell you the truth, I've dropped out. I've not attended regular meetings because I got very upset. It was right after the initial attack on Iraq, and most of my fellow Marines at that time were saying, you know, things like turn it into a parking lot, you know, nuke them and turn it into a sheet of glass, that kind of thing. And, you know, and that was just a few. Others wouldn't comment. They may have felt like I did, but they didn't comment, and I didn't want a lot of conflict, you know, in the organization and look like a big dummy. So I've been talking to other individuals. Law enforcement here is receptive. I've talked to several Cape police and other individuals. You know, I've passed on your movies, and now that's why I want to go to Poplar Bluff this weekend at the Black River College.
But you said just the other day you were in a barber shop talking to a Marine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yesterday. Yesterday, a former Marine came in, a gentleman about my age, Vietnam era, and he was very up on all these issues, you know, and I told him about your website and everything, and I've made up a little pamphlet that I'm going to hand out, too, with you and Derry and a couple other people on it, and also the Prison Planet offer and everything. I've made it up for this weekend. But, yeah, there's people, you know, here in Cape Girardeau, we're kind of slow. Over in the West Plains area, western Missouri, you know, the Ozarks, those people are sharp, and I know down in Tennessee, western Tennessee in that area, people are very sharp, and I think the New World Order is going to have trouble with these segments. Here in Cape, we're very conservative. We're very pro-Bush. You know, if you say anything, you know, Michael Savage, well, of course, Rush Limbaugh is from here. I know David, his brother, is a good guy. You know, a little, you know, but anyway, you know, you have two camps, like you said, the completely dumbed-down robots, and then you have the people who are waking up. And you know, surprisingly, the barber was telling me that there's army guys coming back from Iraq, you know, who are exhibiting symptoms, you know, exhibiting sentiments like that are showing up in this Iraq survey that they just did not too long ago.
I hear you. Listen, thanks for the call. Great call. And more of your calls are coming up in a lot of news. Let me just comment on what he said earlier. A lot of these paramilitary formations failed, but they took the state national guards, the state guards and the national guards, I should say, and a year ago, I showed a big document on the TV show that I was given by a police officer who also is in the State Guard. And they told him, hey, no more disaster relief. It's gun confiscation. And I got the training manuals. I showed it on TV. That's in one of the PrisonPlanet.tv member TV shows there. It's up there, close-ups of the documents. And he's the same police officer who helped us do the ballistics test last week or 2 weeks ago. And then they have, like, the Alabama Defense Force, and we show that in the film Martial Law off their own website. And they will shut down whole cities in Alabama during a different fest and, you know, different city parties. And it shows three-year-olds being searched, having their bags searched by men and women in camo and Humvees. And they'll be there with a cigarette and a hamburger in one hand with their bellies hanging out, searching everybody. And it's just goonism, federal grant, to train everybody to accept seeing this, just like all the urban warfare training drills. So, yes, all over the place, I talked to the state national guardman. You know, just part-time, he's a police officer as well. And I was talking to him, and he said he'd go to these meetings. They'd all be, you know, in these base meeting halls and openly going, we got to defend America. The terrorists are going to hit. The hippies just don't get it. We're going to have to arrest them. There ain't enough good. And it's just they have, some of them have no conception of reality. And he's sitting there watching all this in horror because he's aware of what's going on. And, yeah, I mean, it's an attempted brown shirt. It's not going to work, okay? Most of the soldiers, 70-plus percent, know exactly what's going on. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, here's the deal. I want to get into new torture news, new information on the ports coming up in the next segment, but I want to get through some of the callers that have been holding the longest, and we'll go back into calls. Charles, Louisiana. Charles, what's on your mind, my friend?
I'm sorry to call in twice, Mr. Jones. I don't usually do that, but...
You mean twice in a week? You're welcome to. What's on your mind?
On the news, they got where George Bush in the Department of Homeland Security was warned about the levees breaking. They said they were told George Bush there will be many, many deaths there.
Yeah, that new tape from that AP conference call is out, but we already have the documents. The FEMA jammed the police communications.
Yes, yes.
They wanted to have a disaster. Then they blocked food and aid for 5 days to create a crisis.
I talked to police down there on Harry Lee's. I gave tapes down there on Harry Lee's troopers down there, police. And another thing is, I don't want to mention no names, but I got 4 phone calls this morning, one by a retired policeman. On another program, they're saying on a defense, Department of Defense, that this month they're supposed to go into martial law in some cities or all the cities. I'm not sure. I didn't get it yet. I'm checking on it. They're going to shut it down. George Bush has got a lot of heat on him right now. And he's got to do something because they are mad here in Louisiana. They're really mad. They're really upset about this tape out. They're really all upset. I've been getting phone calls all morning. And another thing, what happened to this $85 million, I think it's $85 million, that George Bush Sr. and Clinton collected for the storm? Nobody has got nothing.
Sir, the UN's given almost none of the money they got. They're a bunch of crooks.
Yes, sir. Well, do you think that it's possible that this month here they will shut the United States down?
Well, they've been saying for 6 months they were going in late March to strike on Iran on Election Day, what is it, the 27th or 28th in Israel. Look, I don't know. They said they were going to go into Iraq in 2002 of March. They went in 2003. So I don't know, sir. Certainly the preparations have been made. I don't think they're far enough along to be able to do that. I mean, they're having a lot of trouble. I hear some pessimists on the radio saying we've lost, there's nothing we can do.
Well,
and you know,
true.
I disagree with that. I mean, we have never seen more people waking up than they are now.
A policeman told me, two of them told me yesterday after your show, I just was kind of discouraged and went and had some coffee. A motorcycle police said they're going to have a lot of trouble out of the Bayou people. The Bayou people have woke up, and they're going to be a lot of trouble. They're not going for this. The police are sick of this. The police themselves are sick of this.
I know. You can fool people for a while, and you can't fool them forever. Because any real cop deep down loves his family more than he loves this sick government.
Yes.
Choose, police. Choose your family in America versus a bunch of crooks.
And then they know, I said, when you out there trying to arrest people, who's going to protect your family? And then they're going to, I said, second of all, 7277, is to disarm you. Explain this to me, officer. He said,
7277, public document,
yeah.
U.S. law.
He said, they'll never disarm him. They'll never disarm this police force down here. They'll never do it. And they said, if they try to disarm where I'm at, in the Bayou countries, they're going to have a lot of trouble. They're going to have to kill a lot of people. People are mad. I mean, today they are mad. New Orleans, they're living in boxes down there. They got no money. You ought to see, Mr. Jones, you would have to see the devastation yourself.
I know, and the money's not getting to the people. Thanks for the call. I hear you, Charles. I understand. Cindy in Delaware, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you are our national treasure. I hope you realize that.
Well, if I'm a treasure, we're in trouble, but thank you.
No, you're doing the right thing here. Listen, I called in the C-SPAN today because they had a guy there from the American Enterprise Institute, one of their PR guys, saying, you know, how not to worry about the port deal, and we can't be bashing the Arabs, yada, yada, racism, all that kind of stuff. And, this man did not want to answer another caller's question about what else of our infrastructure are you guys leasing out and outsourcing? He totally bypassed that. So I called up, and I was saying pretty much what you say on your radio show about all the different things that they're leasing to other countries. And I told the guy on C-SPAN that he needs to get Alex Jones on there so that he can explain what's really going on here. So I just wanted to pass that on to you and I don't know, maybe some of the other people listening to your station.
Brian Lamb admits, well, you're sweet to do that, Cindy, but Brian Lamb admits, the guy that heads it up, they've gotten thousands of calls. They've done multiple hit pieces on me with guests on there for an hour and a half attacking me, and they will not give me equal time. They will not let me respond. But they're losing. It doesn't matter. You're calling in. I don't need to be on there. Just start calling in every day. And I hope you rattled off the fact that Jeb Bush has gotten tens of millions, Bush has gotten tens of millions, Carl Allgroup's gotten $8 billion from this very company and that nation as well.
I mentioned about Neil Bush. You know, the thing with Neil Bush.
They're all getting money. I know, all of them.
It's from No Child Left Behind, too. He's getting money from the Arabs and from the president's No Child Left Behind. Thing.
Listen, it's a federal law. There's a 45-day national security review waived by Treasury Secretary Snow, who sat on the board. board that okayed the deal. That's illegal right there. Now the number two man at the UAE, Dubai Ports World, is going to be the man running the Maritime Administration and all security in the U.S. So when Limbaugh gets up there and says they're not running security, it's an absolute lie. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
On 5 to 15 minutes apiece. I got to move quicker so everybody can get on. I'm going to take 5 calls right now as fast as I can. Then I'm going to get back in the news. And Ron Paul's floating next hour. He's in a meeting with a general right now with his Liberty Committee, and they had to move it back. But he's set for some time in the next hour, and 90% of the time he joins us on the day he says he will. But he's in D.C. right now in some committee meeting with the military. So as soon as he comes out of that meeting in the next hour, he's scheduled to join us. And if he isn't on today, he'll be on in the near future. He joins us, I guess, about every month and a half. I call and get Ron Paul on over the last 10 years. Let's go ahead and go to Evan in Reno, Nevada. Evan, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I was just 3 quick points. I wanted to just double check on some information, like anything else I could search for besides Rex 84 and Operation Endgame to find out like get mainstream articles about the concentration camp?
Well, you'll just get mainstream documents from Homeland Security. And, yeah, I mean, I've printed them up. I have them right here in my stack. They're actually in my car because I had them on TV last night, but they're about 15 feet away from me out the glass windows here in my car. But that's the synopsis of the new Homeland Security program. It's called Endgame, and we've got a bunch of articles posted about it, and it's right there.
Okay, another thing just about, like, spreading information, like we're still doing the MySpace thing. Actually, I've put together a list of, like, probably, like, it's every one of your videos except for Wake Up or Waco and, you know, like, Illuminati and the Australian Independent Media's documentary on Illuminati and, you know, just all those videos. There's, like, they're all streams, and we passed it around in bulletins on MySpace. There's probably, like, 4,000 people that got those bulletins. I've seen them. I've just gone to random web pages and seen my list, like, posted on their web pages. So, like, there's, I mean, it's just, it's ballooning. But,
and that's what one person did.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say, I thought would be a good suggestion for you, because I know you've got so much data on your webpage, is if you took the direct links, like, I know you do a good linking in the articles, but if you did, like, a reference section and then just, treat it, the trees of the different subjects, and then just have the links from the actual official website. So
yeah, we had it designed for a
really quick.
Sure, we had it designed for a blog format 9-10 months ago. We've never switched InfoWars over to the blog format because we're so busy doing other stuff. It's been built. It's ready. It should be ready. It was supposed to be ready months ago. We'll be launching that in the near future. Thanks for the call. Yeah, there's a lot we need to do. There's a lot better job that we could do with this stuff. But you guys can do it, too. I mean, if you build good websites, if you make films, we'll carry them. We'll post them. We'll link to them. I mean, we want everybody to get attention. We support and promote everybody. We're in a fight against the New World Order together. We cannot do it all. I just hired another individual. So now I've got 10 employees, and basically, I don't know, something like 90% of the money that comes in goes back into the operation. I keep a small amount for myself and my family because I could care less about money and status. It's all about the fight. Now, but your support is so important. PrisonPlanet.tv, that pays for all of our web activities. It pays for the now, what, 5 webmasters. We have several video editors. Your memberships there do that. All 14 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports from here in Austin, video interviews we do here in studio, the live radio show with Documents Editor going up every week, all of my best audio interviews. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And a lot of what we do we put out for free, but the larger portion, the majority, is for members only at PrisonPlanet.tv. But once you get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and now, and that's with a monthly membership. But now, if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a yearly membership, you get 5.3 months free. Okay, you get over 5 months free, almost half off for this month. We did this during December. We're doing it again right now. Take advantage of this. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. And once you're there, you can download and burn a DVD. You can stream to VHS. You can stream and dump it down and download it down to just normal disk and give it to people. It is an unbelievably powerful activist tool. And you're authorized to download and make copies of all of my films there on the site in my book and Paul Watson's book and the radio show. Obviously, you can't do that with other films that we posted by other authors and researchers. They just authorized us to post them on the site. But it's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get all my films, everything, for $5.95. You can go there for a month, and in a month, download over 1,000 pieces of media and give it to everybody. That is our goal. That is our payment, is surviving, is living in a free country. I mean, I'm literally up in the middle of the night, folks, grinding my teeth, sitting there, you know, working, literally busting my guts, but just putting it all out there, because I realize this is total war. Okay, and we've got to have that attitude, that eye of the tiger when it comes to this fight. We're going to win. If we lay it all on the line, God will bless us. And I know we've affected change and you know, gotten the job done, and I'm tired of it. I know there's a lot of patriots out there that have worked hard and fought the New World Order and done the best job they can, and they don't see in their own personal lives, you know, the success they wish to see, and they think we're losing, and there's nothing we can do, and it's all over. We don't have a choice, okay? Whether win, lose, or draw, we're in this fight. It's better to fight, and I see a lot of good things happening, and I see that we're beginning to win. And if you heard me 6 years ago, I'd say we were losing. I'm not being overly optimistic or a cheerleader, and frankly, I resent people saying we're losing this fight. And I'm not even trying to criticize those people, but I got to tell them, suck it up. Stop, you know, throwing fits, and then maybe people will rally around you. But, I mean, if you sit there and say we're going to lose, oh, boo-hoo, poor me, what do you expect's going to happen? Winners never quit, and quitters always quit and never win. Winners never quit. Do not quit. Never give up. Never give in. Never stop, okay? Give me a break. I mean, I'm sick of this attitude that so many people've got, and the rest of them just backbiting and stabbing each other in the backs. We've got to stop doing that. We've got to stay focused on the issues of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and national sovereignty. That's what people tune in to hear. That's what people visit websites to see, okay? And these people blow their own feet off every day, and I just feel sorry for them. I want more leaders. I want more fighters in this. Oh, man, that's just good advice. That's a friendly thing for people out there to understand. Let's go ahead, and I got to hurry now. See, I got to cover this news. Let's go ahead and talk to John. I believe he's in New Jersey. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex. I don't know if we're winning or losing. I don't even know what our goals are. But after listening for a couple years, I would say our only goal, the only solution, is anarchy. Don't you think we should be working towards, like, a totally voluntary society? Wasn't Jesus an anarchist?
I don't think that's fair to say. Jesus said we should follow the Mosaic law. He came to fulfill the law, not to destroy it.
So does that mean he thinks one group of people should control another group of people?
No, governments become a gang with a flag, with a bunch of guys with guns. But yes, we do need the common law system. Anarchy does not exist in groups of bigger than three people. It never has. It never will. Now, if you're talking about a limited government, highly restricted, as the Founding Fathers called for, I'm in agreement with you. But
wasn't the Constitution just an excuse to create a system of control? No one voted on it. No one signed it.
Well, the point is, it was a great improvement over all other human systems of the past.
What, instead of one man saying his opinion is law, now there's a couple, 200 people saying their opinion is law.
That's not the case, sir.
The Constitution was implemented by force. It's not binding on anyone. How is a piece of paper binding on anyone? It's not.
Well, the globalists say that, too. They have an anarchy of the private corporations.
Anarchy? What are you talking about?
You don't even know
what your goals are. You think some people should control other people.
Now, let me just stop you. This is a legitimate person that disagrees, so I'm not blowing up at him. What he's saying is very important and in a very important debate. Go ahead, sir.
You think some people should control other people. You think it's okay. You think a piece of paper gives some people control over other people. How is this piece of paper magic? Does it come from God?
Yeah, when you're ready.
The Constitution is nothing.
When you're ready for me to talk, I will. When you're ready for me to respond, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that doesn't sound like you're done. You go right ahead.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead. How is this Constitution magic? How does anything that's written on it even matter?
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions here. If somebody kidnaps your daughter and chops her head off after he's done raping her, how is your anarchy going to stop him?
Well, how is the government going to stop it? Do the police stop it? The police have no...
They did in the
protect.
Past, yes. When we had real police, crime was almost non-existent, and the kids could play outside on the front lawn, and we had almost no crime, yes.
So you're saying police have a duty to protect and stop crime?
Police
only show up after a crime has been committed.
Sir, I do not believe in no government, buddy.
Well, why don't you tell us why? Why don't you have an anarchist on and debate them?
I'm going to try
to. You can't. You're afraid of Mark Stevens. You won't have Mark Stevens on. You won't have Eric John Phelps on. You're scared to talk about the Jesuits. You think some people should control other people. You said it. You said you only think there's a criminal element inside the government. There's no one in the government that's good. They're all violent people. Everything government does is by force. It's by violence.
Sir. you have legitimate issues you're bringing up, and you're not being dishonest about it, like the caller at the end of the last hour.
He was asking for names. He wanted specific names.
You have a lot of rhetoric and a lot of anger, and you obviously hate me. I appreciate your call.
I listen every day. What are you talking about? I hate you.
Well, I mean,
tell us how how the Constitution matters one bit.
Sir, I'm going to answer your question. Thank you for the call. Number one, I've had Mark Stevens on this show, and the last time I heard him locally on the radio, he was carried by a local station, he was plugging my website. And I've actually meant to call him to carry his book because I read it and think it's excellent. So another false accusation. I am so busy here. I am working so hard that sometimes I'm deliriously tired, and there are so many books and so many interviews and so many people that I want to interview. I've never interviewed Carl Klang, and I heard him on the radio the other night, and I called and got his number and gave it to my producer and said I want him on next week. Is it because I've never had Carl Klang on? Does it mean I'm afraid of him? No, it means I've had him on. Now, you mentioned this other individual. I read his book, I guess, about 4 or 5 years ago. And then I would get 3 calls in a row saying I should interview him, obviously setups. And then terrible things were said about me that were totally false. I will never interview him. You don't bully me. And the New World Order certainly doesn't bully me. And the death threats don't bully me that I've gotten from the government. So for certainly don't think when I don't even know what somebody's up to, and suddenly I get staged calls that are aggressive and mean. I'm not saying yours was, these others a few weeks ago, day after day. I'm not going to interview those individuals. And it's just what I was talking about infighting and this virus, this disease of infighting with each other instead of focusing in on issues. Now, people try to slap a lot of labels on me. Libertarian, if you're a conservative, I'm a liberal. If you're a liberal, I'm a right-winger. I'm a constitutionalist. I've read the Constitution. I've read the Bill of Rights. I've read the Declaration of Independence many times. I've read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. I have read upwards of probably 75 books about the Founding Fathers, by the Founding Fathers. I've read philosophy. I've read about the Greek system. I've read about the Roman Republic and the Roman system and its decline. I've studied Cicero. I have studied what happened all over the world. The whole anarchist movement, I'm not saying you, sir, but the anarchist movement itself was funded by the Illuminati. This call, anarchists grew into communists. You go see anarchist meetings, and I've gone to them, I've seen them, I've been there. And you got the red block and the green block and the black block, and the red block's the commies, and the green block's commies that don't know it, and then the black block are led by government provocateurs, and they've death threatened me here locally on videotape. And, sir, with 6.5 billion people, you're going to have government. And I want to follow God's law. I don't mean the law of these phony preachers that are not following. I don't mean if you look at the Mosaic law, which I've been studying a lot lately, and I like George Gordon. He really knows what he's talking about, and I've researched his claims. And they're true. He's an amazing mind. And I haven't had George Gordon on in years because I just haven't gotten around to it. I need to. But you need to understand, sir, that we don't need to follow man's law. And the Bill of Rights and Constitution was based on the Magna Carta 1215, based on the Mosaic Law, that are laws that are good for society and are simple and make sense. And it is limiting government to a great extent. And believe me, sir, it's what the communists said. Oh, we don't want anybody with money. But then they're going to take everybody else's money and give it to themselves. Oh, an anarchist. We're not going to have any law. We don't need any law. I'm preparing back government 95%. That's what it was in comparison to the gross domestic product 150 years ago. I am preparing back government 95%. But we do need courts, and we need to highly regulate those and be watchdogs and to educate the people about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And you are sitting there huffing and puffing and screaming at me full of righteous indignation. And I'd love to hear that kind of anger against your local government. I'd love to see you run for office. I'd love to see you fight the electronic voting machines. I'd love to see you out there in society actually getting something done. You know, if Ron Paul joins us in the next hour, which it looks like he will, he's just late in a committee meeting, I will pose your question to him. who I respect, Dr. Paul. But, sir, if you would like to present me with some anarchists who won't cuss and scream on the show, you didn't do that, but I've tried to pre-interview a few before to have them on, and they start screaming and cussing because they think it's real radical to break conventions. They don't even like our laws of not being potty mouths here on the air. But, you know, our rules. And this is my house. This is Genesis' house. We invite you in as guests, and we love you being part of it. We thank you. Just don't come in here and crap on us, to use French there. So I sat there and let you go, sir. You repeated the same thing about 10 times in a row. But I can tell you mean what you say. And then I compared you to another caller who's a shill who calls all the shows. And the guy lied last hour. He said, "Oh no, I think, you know, the government might be involved in 9/11." Well, I've heard him say it's a total, you know, lie, and they weren't involved on other shows. So I called the guy for being dishonest, and I mentioned that, and he threw it in my face and said that too, and that no, that guy was legitimate too. So again, I have just spent 6 or 7 minutes on this and not gotten to the news yet. So what's going to have to happen is, unfortunately, I'm sorry to the callers, but Russell and Fred and Mark and others, we'll get to you. It's just I've got to get through the news first, some of the news we haven't covered yet, before I get back to you. So if you want to hold, we'll get to you. And again, we don't screen the calls. You're welcome to call in. It is kind of an anarchy here on the air. It's just that I'm not going to be bullied and pushed into interviewing people. I will never interview that second individual you mentioned. Not if hell freezes over. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
We just got a call from Ron Paul's office. He is coming up the next hour. They should end about 10 minutes into the next hour with his meeting with three-star General Odom. He's been blowing the whistle on a bunch of issues, so we'll get a report from the congressman on that. Gracious to spend his time with us. I'm going to get into some more of the news right now, and then we'll start taking calls the next hour until the congressman joins us for about 20, 30 minutes. Then we'll get back into calls and news. Really scary article here. Sherry Blair is out promoting, I have her quotes here, that in the real world, we've got to torture and use the torture data. Yeah, just unbelievable. And another one, morgue presses to stay quiet. Morgue pressed to stay quiet, if I can articulate that. It says officials overseeing Baghdad's morgue have come under pressure not to investigate the soaring number of apparent cases of executions and torture in the country, the former human rights chief of Iraq said yesterday. Now, again, it came out 2 weeks ago. Paul Watson wrote an article about it where he told foreign press that they're torturing to death 1,000 people a month. Okay, that's conservative numbers. John Pace, who left his post in Iraq earlier this month, spoke as Iraq and U.S. officials offered widely varying numbers for the toll so far in the explosion of sectarian violence that followed last Wednesday's bombing of a Shiite shrine in Samarra. So pretty scary stuff. Gonzalez, this is out of the Washington Post as well, the Attorney General, hints at wider surveillance program. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez appeared to suggest Tuesday that the Bush administration's warrantless domestic surveillance operations may extend beyond the outlines that the president acknowledged in mid-December. In a letter Tuesday to senators in which he asked to clarify his February 6th testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Gonzalez also seemed to imply that the administration's official legal justification of the program was not as clear-cut as he indicated 3 weeks ago. And so now he's floating the idea, quote, I did not and could not address in any classified intelligence activities. Using the administration's term for recently disclosed operation, he continued, I was confining my remarks to terrorist surveillance program. Now, don't you love that name? As described by the president. And he went on to say it could be much wider. We already know it is, as some of their own agents have reported. It's been declassified for a long time. But the NSA has their own officers in all the major telecommunications hubs in the country, and we played CNBC report admitting that just a couple days ago. A crazy little clip here from Fox News that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Fox News, Iraq Civil War made up by the media, and Cavuto and the Cavuto report, Your World with Cavuto, says that there's no civil war. It's an evil liberal lie, okay? And the sun didn't come up this morning. It's a evil liberal lie. Lawmakers still angered but growing resigned over ports deal. This is out of AP. U.S. lawmakers were losing hope of being able to block a controversial takeover of operations at several U.S. ports by United Arab Emirates-owned firm, with the deal becoming final on Tuesday. Members of Congress from both parties kept up their attacks against the impending $6.8 billion deal for next Tuesday of the sale from the British firm to the United Ports World, citing security concerns. And the Democrats and Republicans go on to say there's nothing we can really do. The president just says this is the way it is. Well, they could two-thirds majority, and they've got that, vote this down, but they're not going to. As I said, it's all flapping of wings to give the illusion of a separation of powers in the government. And they're being told to sit down and to shut up. And it doesn't matter how corrupt this deal is or how many Bushes are getting money for it or how many federal laws are violated or that the head of their company is going to be heading up the new federal agency over all the ports. It doesn't matter. And back to the other caller saying under our Constitution, 200 guys run things. No, you got 500 and something in the Congress. And then you've got the judiciary, you've got the executive, and they're all supposed to war with each other to keep anyone from centralizing power. You're going to have a government, so they did the next best thing, knowing human nature, and broke it up in different divisions of power to stop a dictator from rising. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.